it's such a significant passage. I'm turning to it right now in Genesis 9, where after the flood, and this is where I think it's the best explanation comes after the flood, where he's got these creatures that are released from the ark and go out, and here's what he says. Be fruitful, increase in number, multiply in the earth, and increase upon it. Then God said to Noah and to his sons, all right, now he says, I now establish my covenant with you, with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals. So you have tame animals, wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth, I establish my covenant with you. Now he is talking not simply to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
He is specifically, and going out of his way, not only says all of them, he lists the different categories of them, and then he repeats every living creature. Then, two verses later, he says, it says, and God said, this is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you, and every living creature. Then I set the rainbow in the clouds. It'll be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth, not just me and you. It's the whole earth, which includes animals, vegetation, whatever. Then he says, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Well, this is now the fifth affirmation so far.
Wow.
That he's including the animals, and then two verses after that he says, whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting. This is not a temporary covenant. It is an everlasting covenant between who? God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So,
and you know, you brought that up quite a bit in your book.
Yeah.
How he says that.
Well, I guess he didn't want us to forget that, did he?
Exactly. In fact, he bends over. I think sometimes in Scripture you say, well, why would God repeat something again and again and again? Well, probably because he knew we'd miss it.
Mm.
Because
well, and we're kind of sick, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we really have. I mean, it's just so interesting because if you said to the average Bible college or seminary graduate, who does God make a covenant with in Genesis 9, the answer would be mankind.
Hmm.
And yet, five or six times emphatically, he states, this covenant is not simply with mankind. It is
no,
with
it's
every
with
living creature. It's with
right.
the animals as well.